Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's a disturbance in the force. Mike Menzies is dead. There's an empty locker at Team Menzies. Their champion, devoted husband of Midge, proud father of Mike Jr. and Cal, has left the stadium for the last time. There's a boat on his beloved eastern shore, motor still, lines secure. Captain Mike won't be taking her out anymore. There's a quiet office at Eastern Bank and Trust. Those honored to have been led by Mike for so long will now be sustained by memories of how he conducted himself with grace and professionalism. There's a hole on Main Street in Eastern Maryland. Without Banker Mike, to whom will small business owners now turn? There's an enormous void in the marketplace of ideas just now. When Mike spoke, people listened. At a time when we can ill afford it, one of the most compelling, knowledgeable, and fiercest voices for free markets has been silenced. There's a new fault in the banking landscape today. As the industry trends toward giant banks, independent community banks have lost a giant. Emotions are raw, the sadness overwhelming. Women are lucky, they weep. Men well up, but tears are scarce, because we begin with anger. Then tightened jaws become unspoken feelings stipulated with a nod to each other. And finally, mic stories, shared out loud with laughter. Mike would be angry if we didn't laugh. And laughter there must be in the world Mike Menzies has left behind. How else can we honor the way he blessed our lives in his much too short life? What better way to celebrate Mike's abundant life? As singer-songwriter Warren Zevon was losing his battle with cancer, he was asked what he had learned about life. Zevon said, "Enjoy every sandwich." Mike Menzies enjoyed every sandwich, and if you ever had the fortune to be in his company, he made sure you did too. There's a disturbance in the force today. Mike is dead, and our lives will never be the same. Mike Menzies made a difference. He was an enormously important and benevolent force who made the world a better place, and I loved him for that. Cam Fine, you loved Mike Menzies too, didn't you?
I did, and it touched us all. As Mike's brother Scott said at the services, Mike was determined, deliberate, devoted, and yeah. Mike touched all our lives in obvious and not so obvious ways. From Mike, we learned grace, humility, fierce loyalty, and what the word courage really means. Boy, Mike was a warrior. He fought for the best interests of his bank, his investors, and for the community banking industry that he loved. He never backed down from a fight, but at the same time, he fought with honor and never spoke ill of anyone. Mm-hmm. We all lost our best friend on June 24th. I loved Mike, and I will miss him terribly.
Well, folks, Cam Fine is our guest. Cam is the president of the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA, of which Mike was a longtime perennial member and former chairman of that
correct
organization. Couple
correct
of years ago, he led the entire organization as a volunteer chairman. Cam, 16 years ago, I contacted your organization, and I said, I need some bankers to start joining me on my show. It was the first year of my show, 1998, during the first year. And I said, I need some bankers to join me to talk about banking, especially, I didn't call the ABA, I called the community bankers, because you know how I feel about community bankers.
Yes,
and
yes,
they gave me Mike's name, and they gave me another guy's name, and I've forgotten who it is. I could probably go back, but he was with me for three or four visits, and then he went away. Mike stuck, Cam. Every time I called Mike, he had to come across, and he would join me. And I don't know how many times, I should go back and count how many times over 16 years he was with me. And the thing that was amazing about Mike, Cam, was that he could talk to the Fed chairman about banking, about monetary policy, and the same half hour talk to a small business owner out on Main Street about their business and make both of them understand what he was talking about.
There's no question about that. Mike,
I've never known anybody else who could pull that off like Mike.
Yeah, Mike had a gift. Mike had a gift, and he could talk with anybody, and he could make you feel like you were the center of the universe.
Yep.
And he lifted people up. And he was a giant in our industry. Mike was known from coast to coast by bankers. He was lionized by bankers.
Even though he operated a tiny little bank on Eastern Maryland Shore.
Yeah, right. But Mike, made everyone feel important, whether you were a small businessman or woman, yeah. Whether you were down on your luck. He made you feel important, and he made important people, or people who thought they were important, like the Fed chairman, he made them feel humble, and he really had a gift.
Well, and folks, as a banker, a large portion of his loans were to farmers.
Oh, yes.
That was his professional life, was to help. If there ever was a Main Street banker, Mike Menzies was a Main Street banker, but he was able to transcend all that and get to a more sophisticated level when we needed him to be. And I loved Mike Menzies, Cam. I know you did too, and I appreciate you helping me pay this tribute to him.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you so much for this tribute. It'll mean the world to his family.
Quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Tin Tail, Mike Menzies has left the building. And I wouldn't be
doggone. Hey, I belong. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.